Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
81 people died on the country's railways over the past year. While the figure is the lowest in 5 years, the Railway Safety Regulator's latest report shows there are still serious challenges. Newswatch's Gunakutle Malinga reports.
The 2024-25 State of Safety Report released today shows 9,200 rail-related safety incidents were recorded nationally, with KZN clocking up the highest number of incidents. The number is down 7.2% from the previous year. But operational safety incidents, like people getting struck by trains, collisions, derailments and fires, were up by 10.9%. And the regulator says these occurrences were driven mostly by deteriorating infrastructure and signalling failures. The number of people who suffered injuries climbed to 336. The regulator says security-related incidents, including vandalism and crowd disruptions, made up of 70% of all reported incidents. The regulator's newly appointed CEO, Brian Monakali, says the report signals an urgent need for investment, maintenance and collaboration, particularly in provinces like KZN, where rail safety risks remain high. Gunokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Former Police Minister Becky Cele has testified before Parliament's ad hoc committee that he knows alleged cartel leader Vusi Musi Katmatlala very well. He's told the committee that is investigating allegations of criminal and political interference within the justice system that he met Matlala at the Beverly Hills Hotel in Umhlanga in December last year. KZN's police chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi claims suspended police minister Senzo Mchunu attempted to disband the political killings task team after members unmasked the criminal cartel and began investigating Matlala. Matlala allegedly used an alleged associate of the minister, Brown Mokgotsi, to obstruct the investigation. Geles told the committee that at the meeting, Matlala raised that his home had been raided by the team. He says Matlala claimed he met Mchunu and Mokgotsi.
He said he has met Minister Mchunu, him and Brown Mokgotsi, three of them. And they spoke about him because he's got money through the tender, him to fund his project of becoming either a president or deputy president. He didn't know. Myself, I didn't know which project was it.
To the Western Cape, the case against 8 boys from the Milnerton High School arrested after a bullying incident that went viral on social media has been postponed to January next year to allow the accused to write exams. 6 of the teenagers were granted 2,000 rand bail each, while 2 minors were released on warning. They appeared in the Cape Town Magistrates Court on assault charges this afternoon for allegedly beating up a grade 10 pupil. The boys have since been suspended by the school pending a disciplinary hearing. And on the international front, more than 600 people fled one of Myanmar's most notorious scam centers and have crossed into Thailand. It's after a military raid today on the compound, sprawling compounds where internet fraudsters target people with romance and business cons have thrived along Myanmar's loosely governed border during its civil war, sparked by a 2021 coup. A highly publicized crackdown starting in February saw around 7,000 workers repatriated and Thailand enact a cross-border internet blockade. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins 90 for 3, still needing 129 runs to beat Western Province in the four-day series. Liverpool's win last night, a big boost, but they will be concerned over the fitness of Alexander Isak and Eben Etzebeth to captain the Hollywood Bets Sharks against the Scarlets this weekend.